Main Street in New Iberia was quiet and empty when I parked in front of the pool room. The oaks along the street stirred in the breeze, and out on the bayou, the green and red running lights of a tug moved silently through the open drawbridge. I could see the bridge tender in his little lighted office. Down the block, a man in shirt sleeves, smoking a pipe, was walking his dog past the old brick Episcopalian church that had been used as a hospital by federal soldiers during the war between the states. The inside of the pool room was like a partial return into the New Iberia of my youth, when people spoke French more often than English, when there were slot and racehorse machines in every bar, and the cribs on Railroad Avenue stayed open 24 hours a day, and the rest of the world was as foreign to us as the Texans who arrived after World War II with their oil rigs and pipeline companies. A mahogany bar with a brass rail and spittoons ran the length of the room. There were four green felt pool tables in back that the owner sometimes covered with oilcloth and served free gumbo on. An old man played bourre and dominoes under the wood-bladed fans that hung from the ceiling. The American and National League scores were written on a big chalkboard against one wall, and the television above the bar always seemed to have a baseball game on it. The room smelled of draft beer and gumbo and talcum, of whiskey and boiled crawfish and Virginia extra tobacco, of pickled pig's feet and wine and red man. The owner was named T. Negg. He was an old-time pipeliner and oilfield roughneck who looked like a mulatto and who had three fingers pinched off by a drilling chain. I watched him draw a beer in a frosted schooner, rake the foam off with a ladle and serve it with a jigger of neat whiskey to a man in denim clothes and a straw hat who stood at the bar and smoked a cigar. "I hope you're here to play pool, Dave," T. Negg said. "Give me a bowl of gumbo. The kitchen's closed, you know that. Give me some boudin. They didn't bring me none today. You want a Dr. Pepper? I don't want anything. Suit yourself. Give me a cup of coffee. You look tired, you. Go home and sleep. Just bring me a cup of coffee, T. Negg. Bring me a cigar, too. You don't smoke, Dave. What you mad at, you?" "Nothing. I didn't eat tonight. I thought your kitchen was open."